It's a wake-up call in more ways than one. Time for some you need to know.
Jamie, you love talking about money and politics. It is one of your that and gerrymandering, two of your pet things. So you must love this story. DoorDash spent about $2 million on lobbying in Wisconsin, more than any other group this session. $2 million by DoorDash. I don't have shade on DoorDash. I've never used them. I'm chastised daily by my daughter for not using DoorDash. No, I don't use them. But the goal was to pass a bill creating... You use it all the time?
Too much.
They probably wondered where you were.
It probably
was all last week.
I was door dashing stuff to the motel while we were in Florida.
Oh my God.
I can't go without my apps. It's fine. Anyway.
I guess not. That's fine. The bill was to create portable benefits like health care, paid leave, and retirement tied to how much gig workers drive. But the trade-off workers would be officially classified as contractors, meaning no minimum wage protections, unemployment insurance, or workers' comp. The governor voted to veto the bill. He cited lack of bipartisan support and concerns about worker protections. DoorDash logged nearly half of the 543 lobbying hours spent on the bill, showing how aggressively one company pushed it. The company argued gig work is meant to be flexible part-time income, not traditional full-time employment. Lobbying overall is massive here in Wisconsin, over almost 51,000 hours spent across 545 bills. 248 bills received zero lobbying attention, which is why we never hear of them. And they never darken your door. Next biggest spenders, including Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce and Renewable Energy Group Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now. So one of the most lobbied issues wasn't widely known, a transmission line. Transmission line tied to about $1.8 billion in energy projects, showing how high stakes and behind the scenes some lobbying efforts are.
You want to know why Wisconsin politics never stops and why we have so many conversations nationwide about Wisconsin politics? 51,000 hours of lobbying. That's all you need to know. That's how much you need to know about what's happening in Wisconsin and the amount of money that flows in to our politics when it is politics for Wisconsin. That it's really all you need to know. The $2 million from DoorDash and 51,000 hours of lobbying. That's it. It's all you need to know. It's crazy. It's crazy. This is why it's a pet peeve of mine. And this is why I think that money in politics needs to stop, because that's ridiculous. And especially if there were 248 bills that received zero attention, what were those bills? Now I have questions. Were they things that would have actually helped the constituents?
Don't look into it. You just got back from vacation. Don't look. Because once you dive into that, all you're going to be is angry. I guarantee it.
You're right.
Out of the 248, there's got to be at least a dozen that you go, this really would have helped people.
This
is really important. But nobody threw money at it.
No.
So we don't get to see it. But DoorDash, boy, they're making money if they can have a lobbyist here throw $2 million.
Wow.
At something.
Those numbers, that's all you need to know. If you ever want to know why Wisconsin politics is all screwed up, those are the two numbers that you have to keep in mind. In other news headlines of stuff you need to know, the owner of the Minocqua Brewing Company, Kirk Bangsted, is facing some backlash for a social media post that he made through his company, suggesting that violence against Donald Trump following that shooting at the White House correspondence dinner was justified. The post referenced marksmanship and promoted a free beer day tied to Trump's death. Now, Bangsted has previously posted similar messages and sells merchandise referencing the president's death. The Democratic Party of Wisconsin condemned the post, saying the rhetoric is completely unacceptable and should be retracted immediately. Democratic leaders, including Mandela Barnes, who is a gubernatorial candidate, spoke out saying, quote, it's completely unacceptable and I'm thankful for the actions of law enforcement who acted swiftly and bravely to keep everyone safe. Democratic gubernatorial candidate Missy Hughes also put out a statement saying, quote, political violence has no place in our society. She went on to say it must never be tolerated or embraced. Now, Bangsted has defended those comments in follow-up posts and even criticized Democrats who denounced his remarks. Parks. He is a political donor. He operates a PAC involved in Wisconsin political issues, increasing some scrutiny over those statements. And the incident obviously comes as Wisconsin heads into a very competitive next few months in this 2020 election cycle.
I wonder if the Secret Service will be paying him a visit, because I didn't, and I know broadcasters have a different line that we have to stay under. We're no calls to action, no inciting violence, that kind of thing, which makes sense. But I thought if you made a threat against the president, and I guess he would say he didn't make a direct threat, he was just hoping that someone would be able to do something and offering a reward on a day that this may have happened. But he will also argue that he didn't say that his free beer day is for the death. People die every day. But I don't buy it. I think he's out of line. I think
it's reckless.
It's very reckless. It's very just callous. Again, mm-hmm. I hold no good thoughts toward this administration, but I would never wish them assassinated. I don't want harm to come to them. I just want them to go away.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear from them anymore. Yep. I don't want them ruining our lives. This is another thing that you cannot defend as, oh, it was a joke. It was tongue in cheek. It's bad form. And listen, if we're going to call out the right for doing things like this, we got to call out our own too. And you can't do it. You just can't. In this day and age, there's too many gullible people. We see it on both sides.
Yep.
And they will listen.
And I always go back to the whole thing. If you are a Democrat and you would be offended if somebody said this about Joe Biden, Michelle Obama, Barack Obama, name your Democrat, right? If you would be offended by that, why is it okay for us to say the same thing? Right? Like that.
Yeah, it's not.
A Democrat to say the same thing, I should say. Why is that okay? It's not okay because it's reckless. It erodes the trust that we have going forward. There's no civility in that. And if you're going to condone political violence, I'm sorry. There's no room.
You can fight very hard without resorting to promoting violence. And by fight, I mean debate and campaign and get out there and argue policy and argue treatment of people. Those are all things that you don't give up on. You keep hammering at those issues, hammering. But nothing good comes of making threats like that, getting into gullible people's heads that this is the answer. Because let's be honest, there's no chance that it's going to be better.
No.
God forbid one of these was real. And I know that's just me saying they're not real. But I have the opinion. But do you think it's going to be better for this country if that were an outcome? It's not.